American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
I'm Dan Mosier, and I'm president of Angus Genetics Incorporated.
Dan tells us about the American Angus Association.
So the American Angus Association, of course, is the largest beef breed association in the world. Last year, we registered over 332,000 Angus cattle. My part of the business involves genomic testing and the EPD calculation. EPD is expected progeny difference. It's the genetic description, the genetic forecast, if you will, on cattle that predicts the levels of traits from calving ease to growth to carcass attributes that qualify for certified Angus beef. And then I also work with the genomic testing programs that our breeders use to add that information into the calculations as well. You know, our association was originally founded was to keep pedigree records and those sort of things, and now we offer a lot more services to our members. But, the genomic testing is a big part of it because we have a much more accurate description of the genetic makeup of the animal. And so a commercial producer that's buying a registered Angus bull, having that genomic information factored into their EPDs, they're just that much more predictable even than they would have been otherwise. And so when they can rest assured that when they buy a bull based on that data, that they'll perform as expected.
That's Dan Mosier, president of Angus Genetics Incorporated. The importance of developing a relationship with your veterinarian, particularly when it comes to being educated on antibiotic use. Dr. Craig Jones is Director of Cattle Professional Services with the veterinary team of Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health.
Yeah, when we talk about responsible antibiotic use, what we're talking about is making sure we're using the right antibiotic for the right condition, for the condition we need to be treating. So the proper antibiotic for the condition in question, making sure we're using it for the appropriate amount of time, at the proper dosage, and always under the influence of a veterinarian. I want to stress, we really ought to work with our veterinarian to make sure we know what we're treating and we're treating it with the proper antibiotic.
Of course, as always, knowledge is power. And where do you get that knowledge? Well, from your veterinarian.
He can work with that veterinarian to help him develop a preventative medicine program. A good prevention medicine program is the first key in keeping animals healthy. Our goal, keep them healthy and produce high-quality beef, high-quality milk, whatever we're producing, because that's ultimately what we're selling. We're producing a product for the consumer, so it all starts with good prevention and keeping the animals healthy.
With the consumer being top of mind.
Absolutely. It's the goal of all of us. I mean, that's our end user.
Dr. Craig Jones is Director of Cattle Professional Services with the veterinary team of Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.